More at standuptocancer.org/AA.
Our Labor Day savings start now at Lowe's. Right now, buy one, get one free on Valspar Reserve or HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams Infinity or Showcase Interior Paint via Lowe's gift card rebate. Whether you're painting one accent wall or want to freshen up a whole room, we've got you covered. Because Lowe's knows savings. Lowe's knows home improvement. More terms and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/rebates for details. Valid through 9/4.
2 hours ago, Kyle arrived at the bar.
Hey, what's everyone drinking?
30 minutes ago, Kyle got his friends another round of drinks.
Cheers!
5 minutes ago, Kyle decided to drive home drunk. A minute ago, a law enforcement officer pulled up behind Kyle.
Sir, have you been drinking tonight?
A chain of events that began 2 hours ago is about to change Kyle's whole world. Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid for by NHTSA.
You're listening to WRDN, 1430 AM, Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha, and 107.3 FM at Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. In Arizona, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. expected to deliver remarks this afternoon. ABC News has learned RFK Jr. could suspend his campaign and expected to endorse Donald Trump. The former president is in Las Vegas this hour, but will hold an event tonight in Arizona. Five Secret Service agents on administrative leave now in the wake of the assassination attempt on former President Trump. ABC senior justice producer Jack Date says they were involved in the security planning ahead of the Pennsylvania rally in July.
The Secret Service Office of Professional Responsibility has been examining really what the agents did in terms of preparing for the event and how they executed their plan. And as part of that, they've taken five agents who were part of that planning and put them on administrative leave for now.
Starting again in late September, the U.S. government will offer Americans the ability to order free COVID-19 test kits. They can receive four tests per household through the website. This is ABC News. Divers have now recovered all the bodies from the wreckage of a superyacht that went down off Sicily earlier this week.
On the quayside in Porticello, the final body bag brought to shore. The last person missing was British tycoon Mike Lynch's 18-year-old daughter, Hannah. That concludes this part of the operation. The vessel went down suddenly in the early hours of Monday morning. A sad, grim tale on what was supposed to be a celebration of Lynch's acquittal in a fraud case in the U.S. earlier this summer. Tom Rivers, ABC News at the Foreign Desk.
Florida prosecutors have issued an arrest warrant for former Okaloosa County Deputy Eddie Duran in the shooting death of U.S. Air Force Senior Airman Roger Fortson. Authorities say Duran shot Fortson when he answered the door to his home, holding his handgun by his side. Duran was responding to a domestic disturbance report that turned out to be false. I'm Michelle Franz in ABC News.
Stop by Sherwin-Williams and get 30% off Duration products and SuperDeck stains from August 23rd through the 26th. It's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your bedroom, living room, or home office, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Wisconsin Radio Network News, I'm Ted Ayler. UW System President Jay Rothman's budget request is approved by the UW Board of Regents. Rothman says they're committed to running as efficiently as possible, and that shouldn't change.
This is not throwing money at a problem to make the problem go away. This is an investment in the future. So we have to, as stewards, we have a responsibility to use those dollars wisely. And this is investing. It's investing in our people, bringing them up closer to market.
The proposed budget seeks an additional $855 million in state aid over the next 2 years. Regents sent the request to Governor Tony Evers to consider as a part of his next 2-year state budget. Milwaukee Mayor Cavalier Johnson was in the spotlight at the Democratic National Convention Wednesday evening. Milwaukee's first black mayor referenced mistakes of the past that harmed the city's black residents.
One of those mistakes happened 60 years ago in a neighborhood called Bronzeville, brimming with black music, black culture, and entrepreneurship. And then came urban renewal and the construction of Interstates 94 and 43. Ripping our communities apart.
Johnson said the area is rebounding thanks to a multi-million dollar grant from the Biden-Harris administration. A new invasive species is spreading across Wisconsin. The Department of Natural Resources says Eastern Asia's elm zigzag sawfly was first detected in the U.S. 3 years ago and was first seen in the state on July 4th in Portage County. The insect, named for the zigzag pattern its caterpillars chew in elm leaves, has now spread to 17 counties statewide. The DNR says the pests only cause minor or cosmetic damage to elm trees, but could lead to possible defoliation. Their presence is usually not a cause for alarm, but careful monitoring is recommended. You're listening to Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
Partly sunny throughout the day today in our Real Country 1430 forecast. Highs low 80s, south winds at 5 to 10. Tonight partly cloudy, lows low 60s. Tomorrow sunshine, highs mid 80s. Sunday sunny, highs upper 80s. High school football returns tonight. Durand, Arkansas hosting Spring Valley in a non-conference matchup. The Advent Health Panther preview is at 6:45. Kickoff at 7 o'clock tonight on Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. And online at realcountry1430.com.
It's report day. USDA just released the cattle on feed report. Oh, and the crop tour is wrapped up. Pro Farmer has released its estimates of 2024 corn and soybean yields and production. And it is time to break down the numbers.
Live, slathered with calamine and aloe via Farm Journal Studios, this is AgriTalk. Today, on the heels of this afternoon's Pro Farmer results release, we've got two tour directors going head-to-head. Chip Flory and Brian Grady will talk through their findings on Crop Tour. I'm handsome newsman Davis Michelson, and now, help me welcome the host of AgriTalk, Chip Flory!
All right, Davis. Hey, buddy. Thank you so much. It was good to get warmed up this morning as a guest on your show. I appreciate that.
We're glad you took the time to spend a little time with us. It's awesome.
Yep, got warmed up. Now it's time to jump back in and let's keep the conversation going here. No question. Okay.
Yes.
Let's hit you with a couple of report estimates that came out, and I want to start with the Pro Farmer crop estimates. We're going to get to the details of these with Pro Farmer editor Brian Grady coming up here in just a bit. But Pro Farmer put the average yield at the average corn yield at 181.1. We put a plus or minus 1% on that, and the 181.1 is the center point of that plus or minus 1% range. That would give us a corn crop of 14.979 billion bushels, according to USDA. Soybeans, this is a big number. 54.9 for a national average bean yield, production at 4.74 billion bushels. That's a big bean crop that we saw on tour and that we've got growing out there in the Midwest. There's no question about that. And very quickly, let's get to the cattle on feed report. Total number of cattle on feed on August 1 were up 0.28%. The trade was looking for a steady number, so that's basically where it was. Placements in July up 5.85%. The trade was looking for a 4.2% increase. Huh. And Marketing's up 7.7%. Trade was looking for an 8.2% increase.
Yeah. Those two small, slight misses might just sort of offset each other, don't you think?
Yes. Yeah. I that feels, when you get to the bottom line on that cattle on feed report being the inventory on August 1, up 0.28%, and the trade was looking for a steady number. Yeah, that's going to keep us right. I would say, and we'll check with Brian on this. We'll get his take on it. But I would say that that feels and looks like a pretty neutral report to me.
Indeed. Agreed.
All right.
Well, we should probably get to the news here, yeah?
Should
TikTok,
we?
TikTok. December soft red winter wheat futures opened nearly steady, but quickly turned lower and drifted to a session low close. The risk of an extended negotiation between Canada's railways and workers' union with a work stoppage could cause a major supply-side disruption. Most importantly, it could negatively influence movement of North American wheat to export locations. Professional trading funds also remain on the short side of the wheat market and are defending that position by selling against any price strength. December HRW wheat futures a dime lower today, 535. These SRW wheat down 7.5 to 528. September spring wheat closed at 551.75, down 16.5 cents, Chip.
Yeah, this morning when we were on the air for the free-for-all, Haney was on there, and there was breaking news as we were on the air. One of the workers' unions has signaled their intention to strike. That's going to be starting next week. Yeah. Yep.
I believe it's Wednesday next week. Yep.
Okay. So that's a big part of the reason why that wheat market was under pressure today.
Yep. Well, selling in wheat put spillover pressure on corn, pulling the market down to modest losses. The potential for a return of heat next week to the Midwest is raising the risk of late season stress on the corn crop, but expectations of a hefty 2024 corn crop are solidly in place. Funds are also on the short side of corn. December corn futures opened slightly lower and rallied to modest gains before turning back to the downside. The contract did not make a new contract low and respected support at the August 16 low, but the contract did post a new contract low close. September corn futures were 3.75 cents lower, 367.75. December corn down 2.5, 391. March corn futures closed at 409.5, down 2 cents today.
Okay, I neglected to give you the weekly change on the wheat market this week.
Okay.
When we wrapped up wheat, and it works out really good because if you're looking for a reason that corn was under a little bit of pressure this week, it's because December SRW wheat futures were down 24.5 cents this week. Mm. December HRW futures down 20 cents, and September spring wheat futures were down 41.5 cents. So to see September corn off 2.75 cents and December corn down 1.5 cents, it's not that big of a deal this week.
All right. Well, sharply higher soybean oil futures pulled bean prices up to a higher close. Also supportive, USDA's announcement of a 120,000 metric ton bean sale to unknown destinations for delivery in the new crop marketing year. The market has fully anticipated a big 24 bean crop, but the forecast for heat to return to the Midwest next week does bring some uncertainty. Novi bean futures stayed within the boundaries of last week's price range, except beans 10.75 cents higher at 9.52. Nov up 11.5, 9.73. Jan beans closed at 9.90 3/4, up 11.25 cents, Chip.
Yep. You know what? We'll make time for the rest of the markets later because we've got to make time for this industry spotlight.
It doesn't want to work.
You know, there may be time now.
There may be time for the markets now.
Wait, I thought I heard something. No, there's time now. Talk about beans.
All right, so on the week, September soybeans up 13.25. November beans up 16 cents. September bean oil up 152 points. And September bean meal was up $2.90 a ton. So there were some wide price swings in that bean market this week. Volatility seems to be returning. But, hey, you know what? Maybe volatility is exactly what this market needs to forge some sort of a low in here.
Well, Chip, concern about the Texas cotton crop is limiting selling interest in cotton futures. New crop cotton pushed higher and closed above resistance at the August 12 high of 70.80. And that opens potential to the July 15 high at 73 cents. December cotton today, 157 points higher at 70.91, Chip.
Yeah, and on the week, and this feels like more than supply side concern to me. Because December cotton on the week was up 367 points. That was a 5.5% rally. Yeah. That feels like there's probably some demand coming in, too.
Well, Chip, cattle futures were slightly mixed ahead of this afternoon's cattle on feed report. October futures posted an inside trading day with a low range close. Price pressure came in spite of a $2.37 jump in heavyweight choice graded box beef. October fats today, 20 cents lower, 175.70. Sept feeders, 37.5 cents higher, 238.57.5. And October lean hog futures today, 92.5 cents higher at 80.55. Chip.
All right. And on the week, October live cattle down $2.60. September feeder cattle down 92.5. And October lean hog futures, big move, up $5.47.5. That's a big 7.3% gain on the week. We got Brian Grady coming up. We're talking Pro Farmer crop estimates next.
Another great harvest thanks to Pioneer brand corn.
Just a few questions.
Who are you?
Kim Kernel, Ag Sports News. I've been chasing your combine for a while. How does it feel getting 10 more bushels per acre over last season?
It feels great. Couldn't have done it without Pioneer. It's America's number one corn brand.
And there you have it, folks, live from the field.
Who are you talking to?
Pioneer, your best year starts here. Learn more at pioneer.com/best yet.
At Case IH, we know you work hard all year to maximize your yield at harvest. And to do that, you need a combine that works as hard as you do. That's why we built the new AF11 with more horsepower, more efficiency, and more capacity than any other combine out there. Plus, built-in automation to harvest more easily than ever before. To do more with every engine hour, you need equipment that's as good as you are. You need the best in your field. Visit your local Case IH dealer for more on the AF11.
Protecting your nitrogen is smart. And a nitrogen granule with a polymer coating that releases in response to conditions that promote plant growth? Well, that's me. I'm the environmentally smart nitrogen granule that gives the nutrition crops need when they need it, reducing nitrogen loss and increasing nutrient availability. Imagine feeding me to your fields. Me. Now, wait a minute. Hey, can I rethink this? ESN Environmentally Smart Nitrogen Fertilizer. Learn more at smartnitrogen.com.
AgMarket.net is releasing its upgraded app. The AgMarket.net app with revised MyFarm software is now available on Google Play and the Apple App Store. A desktop version is available through the website. Evaluate multiple profit scenarios, maintain a dashboard of farm marketing operations, and view local cash and futures bids. Track production costs, calculate dynamic break-evens, and record crop sales within multiple farms. Download it today at agmarket.net or call 844-4AG-MRKT to learn more. There's a risk of loss in trading futures. Under options.
There are better-known tractors in the world than Coyote. Ones with bigger names, longer histories, more popular hats, cute toy lines. But there's not a single tractor ever been built that's better equipped to do the dirty work. So we'll just focus on what really matters. Coyote, we dig dirt.
Dig some dirt with a Coyote tractor, now available at Anabus Silo, Highway 25, Durand.
Wisconsin soybean growers have a lot of choices when it comes to selecting seed varieties. If you're a seed dealer, help make their choice a little easier by shining the spotlight on your products through the Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. By entering customers at the contest by the August 31st deadline, seed dealers will receive $100 for one grower, $200 for three, and $300 for five or more. Growers must complete an entry and harvest form to qualify. For more information, visit wissoybean.org.
AgriTalk is brought to you by Pioneer. Pioneer combines cutting-edge research with one of the largest local testing programs in the industry to help farmers succeed. Pioneer, what's next happens here.
Chip came back to be here right on AgriTalk.
For the ladies!
Oh, man.
It's just so good to have you back, man.
That sounded so good. Thank you, brother.
That's pure joy, baby.
I love it. Oh, welcome back to AgriTalk. I am Chip. That is Davis. And joining us right now, Pro Farmer Editor Brian Grady Beach. Thanks for taking time and making time for us here this afternoon, buddy. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. Glad to be on.
All right. All right. We gave the numbers right at the open of the show. Corn. And you know what I did not do? I said that we had the plus or minus 1%, but I'm going to give you the full range now, guys. So for the corn yield, it's the third week of August. There's things to be determined yet on this corn crop. And if you can get it within 1% at this time of the year, you're doing things pretty doggone well. And so that's our goal. That's our goal, is to get it within 1%. And so when we look at the corn yield, the range on the corn yield is 179.3 up to 182.9. Midpoint of that, 181.1 bushels per acre. Crop, 14.829 billion up to 15.129 billion, with a midpoint of 14.979 billion bushels. I don't think it should be any surprise to anyone that we're estimating that it's going to be a record national average corn yield.
No, absolutely right. I mean, it's a record. It's just a matter of how big it is. And, you know, it's about a 15 billion bushel crop. It's just a matter of where it all ends up when all's said and done. So, you know, if USDA takes some harvested acres off, then that's going to push your yield up. If they leave the harvested acreage where it's at, it may pull the yield down some. But those two things work in conjunction, and ultimately what it ends up in is your production, and production feels like it's about 15 billion bushels.
Yeah, yeah. And that is something that we said in the comments that Brian and I were sharing back and forth through the course of the week. It just kind of felt like a 15 billion bushel corn crop is what we were looking at. On the first 2 days, I was a little disappointed with what I saw in South Dakota and Nebraska, but Brian was really impressed with what he saw in Ohio and Indiana. So basically all we did was move some bushels from the Western Belt to the Eastern Belt. And then the final 2 days of tour, good grief, with you guys going through Illinois and seeing that pig of a corn crop, that really, to see that crop and measure that crop, Beach, that's, I don't want to say it's a once in a lifetime. I hope it happens again, but boy, it's the first time it's ever happened for you, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, we've had some really big yields out of Illinois before, but and I thought, honestly, I maybe it's just, you know, false expectations going in, but I thought, oh, every field's going to be about the same, and that wasn't the case. There was quite a bit of variability within Illinois, but that doesn't mean you can't produce a record. The two most recent records that we've had in Illinois both had variability in those years, and so you know. But man, there are some really big yields in areas of Illinois this year. Some of those that didn't quite live up to the expectations when the seed was put in the ground. We'll pull down some, but it's still going to be a record.
Okay, all right. Let's go through the states, and I want people to understand that the national number, the national production number, is the number one focus here. The reason that we go ahead and put some estimates on states is because we want people to have an idea of what we're thinking on a state-by-state basis. But we don't really have any goals in particular when it comes to this yield. The goal is always to be right, but we understand that there could be some movement on these state yields. It's just that we're probably just moving bushels around. Iowa. Let's start there. 212 bushels per acre, man. That's a good one. That's a record yield.
Absolutely. And you know, we'll talk about it as we go through the I states. But, you know, starting off in Iowa there, the southern two-thirds of the state are just really strong.
Yeah.
It's that northern third that has some issues. And probably not too surprising. It butts up against southern Minnesota where they've had even more issues. And so it's that northern third of the state that kept it from being even bigger.
Right, right. Southeast is a is pulling the yield up this year, isn't it?
Yeah, really, really strong crop down there. But, you know, we saw that on my side, but you also saw the southwestern portion and the west central portion. And, you know, there are more, way more good than bad this year in Iowa. Yep.
Yeah, that southwest Iowa, I was remembering this last night a little bit, but years ago, when we first started tour in 1998, guys like Brad Nelson and Jay Merriman and Tim Gregerson and at the time Byron Jones, there's a name out of the past for us, but we had that core group over there, and I remember going through southwest Iowa and looking at the corn, and everybody was thinking, you know, it's southwest Iowa, we could raise the average yield in Missouri and Iowa if we'd move it over to Missouri. But the ground was so cheap at that time. We were joking because we saw what the production potential was, joking, saying, geez, we ought to be buying every acre of farm ground that we can down here. Well, if we would have done that, really would have paid off. Okay. I'm just, those thoughts pop into my head from time to time, Brian, and sometimes they got to come out. Illinois, 220 bushels per acre. Wow.
Yeah, we don't think it's as big as the 225 that USDA put on it as of August 1, but it's big. It's record big. So you see a theme here: Iowa record, Illinois record, and really pulling a lot of weight in the top two production states this year.
Gotcha. Nebraska in at 189.
Yeah, so I think the dry land is probably the story, right? I mean, you were out there. The irrigated is irrigated corn, but the dry land, I think, would be the story there.
Yeah, Brent Judish, who basically runs the western leg of the tour now, along with, and I'm working for him out there, but he picked the Nebraska dryland corn as his highlight of the tour this year. And when he did that, it kind of, it's like the palm to the forehead. Yeah, duh, you know, that Nebraska dryland crop is really good. 170 bushel in Minnesota.
Oh, Minnesota, we feel for you because they've endured a lot. And, you know, especially in the southwest and south central areas, in Rochester last night, the final meeting, they were in generally good spirits. They know, sometimes you're dealt a bad hand, and that was the case for many of those guys this year.
No doubt. All right, let's go back over to the east. Indiana comes in at 210, monster crop for Indiana.
Yeah, so a record. So the I states, all three of them, Iowa, Illinois, and Indiana, all with a record, all well above 200. 210 is the low end there that we put on it. And, ear counts, grain length, soil moisture, it's all there to produce that record yield.
Okay, Ohio, 197.
Well, last year, you know how much I like last year's Ohio. Corn crop, it was the record. This one isn't as consistent as what last year was, so I don't like it quite as much. But I'm telling you, Ohio's moving into the category of the I states here pretty quickly the last couple of years, and they've had some pretty favorable weather and things like that. But Ohio's rock solid again this year, just not as good as last year.
Yeah, all right. And South Dakota in at 156 bushels per acre. There's just too much variability in a northern production state for me to feel comfortable about. I don't feel like we measured potential is what I feel. I don't feel like we were measuring actual yield in some of those fields. And until you can measure actual yield up in South Dakota, it's really hard to be confident in what we're looking at.
Yeah, I guess I don't have too much to add to that. I mean, it's we put in the newsletter, you know, there's two very different crops, early planted and late planted. And so, you know, kind of doing different things there.
Right. And then you could throw you can throw a third one in there too, the replant. It's just that it's on a very, very small amount of acres up there. And Nebraska's got to deal with the washout areas. South Dakota's got to deal with washout areas. Minnesota's got to deal with the ponded out areas. Northern Iowa. That all needs to be accounted for in this yield estimate at some point. I think we'll start there and get Brian's take on how that's going to play out as we make our way through the season.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
What's the first thing you do in the morning? For many farmers and ranchers, it's checking weather and market updates. Make AgWeb Daily Newsletter part of your morning routine. Not only bringing you essential news and weather updates, but also covering topics such as smart farming and agriculture's next generation. And each weekday, stay informed and stay ahead with AgWeb Market Weekly. Whether you're at home or in the field, AgWeb Market Weekly keeps you connected and competitive.
Delivered straight to your inbox. Subscribe to both today at agweb.com/newsletters and never miss a beat.
Let's go to the markets page at profarmer.com and check today's closes. For December, hard red winter wheat futures were a dime lower at 535. December SRW wheat down 7.5 cents to 528. September corn futures 3.75 cents lower at 367.75. Dece corn down 2.5, 391. September soybeans 10.75 cents higher at 952. November beans up 11.5 cents to 973. December cotton today 157 points higher at 70.91. On the livestock, October fats were 20 cents lower at 175.70. September feeders 37.5 cents higher at 238.57.5. And October lean hogs today 92.5 cents higher at 80.55. Get more market news every market day. Visit tryprofarmer.com.
Sometimes stay clean and dry while doing chores around the farm with waterproof gear from UtterTech. From waterproof bibbed overalls, aprons, pouches, jackets, and more, UtterTech has the workwear to keep you clean, dry, and working efficiently on the farm. Just machine wash and dry, and your UtterTech workwear is ready to go for the next day. UtterTech has products for veterinarians, poultry, swine, goat farmers, and even kids, too. See all the UtterTech products designed to help you on the farm at UtterTechInc.com.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit wicorn.org and become a member today.
Compeer Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compeer Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges. And our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compeer.com. Compeer Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. And MLS number 619731, copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
Partly sunny throughout the day today in our Real Country 1430 forecast. Highs low 80s, south winds at 5 to 10. Tonight partly cloudy, lows low 60s. Tomorrow sunshine, highs mid 80s. Sunday sunny, highs upper 80s. High school football returns tonight. Durant, Arkansas hosting Spring Valley in a non-conference matchup. The Advent Health Panther preview is at 6:45. Kickoff at 7 o'clock tonight on Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. And online at realcountry1430.com.
Opinions expressed on AgriTalk do not necessarily reflect the views of Farm Journal Broadcasting, affiliate stations, or sponsors. AgriTalk is brought to you by Zatavo Soybean Seed, distributed exclusively by BASF.
Welcome back to AgriTalk. I'm Chip. Glad you're with us. We've got Pro Farmer Editor Brian Grady with us talking about The Pro Farmer crop estimates that were just released. BJ, the drowned out areas, the washed out areas, ponded, bare dirt in a lot of those fields. How does that get accounted for as time goes on?
Well, there's two ways. So it can remain as harvested acreage. And like I said, that would pull your yield down. Or if it comes out of harvested acreage, then that pushes the yield up because right. you're taking out, in that case, zeros or very close to zeros or really low. And so that would push it up. But, you take your harvested acreage times your yield and you end up with your production. So that's how it's accounted for. You know, on Crop Tour, how we account for it is we pace into the field, and if we land in one of those spots, it gets recorded as a zero if it's a complete washout. If it's a partial row, we count what's there, and that's how it's recorded. But, it comes out of the equation one way or the other when it's talking about production side.
Yeah, and on some of this, it depends on how the farmers answer their survey when, talking about how it's going to influence USDA's numbers going forward. If they've got an 80-acre field with a 2-acre washout spot and they still say that they're harvesting 80 acres, well, then you put your – they put in their yield assumption based on the full 80 acres. If they say they're going to harvest 78, now we're starting to take more acres out of the harvested acreage equation. And I'm just saying that farmers have got a say in this, in the way that they answer their surveys.
Absolutely. And USDA will be out doing field surveys. And if they happen, if they plot out and it's one of those areas, it'll be recorded. That's how it works. I kind of chuckle at the people that get all worked up about the yield and they forget about the acreage. Because the yield unto itself is virtually nothing. I mean, you got one part of an equation, and if you don't talk about the other part, which is the acreage, it doesn't really matter. So, a lot of focus is on yield, and that's fine, but you can't ignore the acreage, and you have to understand the relationship between the acreage and the yield.
That's right. That's right. Got an email here from Dan. Wants to know how much longer does the crop need to finish. He says, I heard you talking a lot about how it has a lot of work to do. Up in South Dakota, Northeast Nebraska, Minnesota, where we saw some corn that was in the milk stage. But Minnesota was kind of a mixed bag because it was milk dough to early dent in Minnesota. In South Dakota, it was either milk or dent. There wasn't any corn at the start of the week that I could find that was in the dough stage. So it's that late developing stuff that we're most worried about. Average first frost date is right there at the end of September. If that happens, I think it'll probably take some bushels with it, but not a lot. If you could get us into October 3rd, 4th, 5th, you're taking fewer and fewer bushels every day that you get without a frost and extending the growing season. Northeast Nebraska, Minnesota, get us to October 1 without a frost, and I think that crop should be okay. And that's especially true looking at the forecast that's coming in, right, Beach? I mean, all of a sudden, we've had this corn and soybean crop in the slow cooker, but we're going to heat it up next week and maybe burn the thing into the finish.
Yeah, I don't know. I think that we've done a lot of work up front on a lot of these acres, especially in those high yielding states that we talked about.
Yeah,
So I think it's some of those other areas that your side of the tour was in that most at risk. But just an average finish for the next 30 to 45 days, and it's going to be really big. It's going to take some sort of a weather event to derail this crop. And an early frost definitely would be one of those events.
Yep. Okay. Soybeans, as a reminder, the range on yield, 53.8 bushels per acre up to 56 bushels per acre. The midpoint of that is 54.9 bushels per acre. And this is a plus or minus 2%. Because there is even more variability and unpredictability of the bean crop at this time of the year. The range on the crop, 4.645 billion bushels up to 4.835 billion, midpoint of that. And the Pro Farmer estimate is 4.74 billion bushels. You said it. I mean, it's a good-looking crop in a lot of different ways. From Ohio to Nebraska, South Dakota to Southern Illinois, isn't it?
Well, there's a lot of pods out there. A lot of pods doesn't necessarily mean it's going to be a record yield. We'll get a litmus test this year in terms of, is a heavily potted crop equal a record yield? So we'll see how that all plays out. But I think that the one factor, we can talk about pods all we want. Yep. But soil moisture ratings were up, and not just up a little bit, up significantly from both year ago and the three-year average in many of these states. And so it's a heavily potted crop that has moisture to finish. And look out, this one's one for the ages if it is allowed to finish fully.
Yeah, we've been here before with moisture available to the crop in the third week of August, moisture in the ground and being utilized by that bean crop. And I'm telling you, the mistake that we've made more often than not is under a bean crop can do when it's got moisture at this time of the year. So you got to lean up is the story of the amount of moisture. Iowa in its 67 bushels per acre. That's a big one.
Absolutely. Pod counts up 10.2% from last year and almost 10% from the three-year average. Soil moisture, we talked about it, but 41.6% above last year, 33.7% above the three-year average. Yeah. So pods and moisture, and this is the recurring theme. I could say this for absolutely every single state as we go through the list here.
Yep. And I'll save that for the end here. Illinois, 68 bushels per acre.
Yeah, just Illinois, you've had a year. I kind of talked about it with Minnesota on the other side in the previous segment, but Illinois, you should be proud because you've done some work this year. Those crops are pretty impressive.
No doubt. Nebraska, 57.
Yeah. The pod counts weren't up as much there, 1.1% from year ago and 2% from the three-year average. But the soil moisture is just huge compared to normal and 35.5% from year ago and over 32% from the three-year average.
Right. Yep, here's the one that we're a little bit worried about. Minnesota in at 49 bushels per acre.
Yeah, so the pod counts were up from year ago, down just a
fraction. Surprised me, shocked me.
Yep, and so we only have one state out of the seven that had pod counts down from a year ago, and it wasn't Minnesota. And if you'd have told me that ahead of time, I would have been shocked, and that's where it ended up. But and not just up a little bit, 5.2% is pretty notable. So we'll see. But there's plenty of moisture there. The soybean crop apparently endured the rough early season conditions in Minnesota much better than the corn did.
Better than the corn did, exactly. And the reason there is very simple. Nitrogen. Beans are making their own nitrogen out there, and corn is trying to grab the nitrogen before it gets away, and in a lot of cases that nitrogen tank is empty. Indiana, 67 bushels per acre, equaling Iowa.
Yeah, have a year. We talked about Illinois, but Indiana is right there both on corn and soybeans and just a phenomenal growing season across the state.
Ohio in it. Wait, you know what? Before we got a couple of minutes. I can do this. I've got the impression that the Indiana bean crop is going to replace last year's Ohio corn crop as your favorite.
I talked a lot about last year's Ohio corn crop, and it turned out to be a record. And I was most impressed with the Indiana soybean crop this year. And so that That's kind of my new baby. We'll see if it develops into a record or not.
Excellent. Ohio, 66 bushels per acre.
Yeah, that's a big number for Ohio. And and that's the state where the pod counts were down. We'll see. But they were above the three-year average. So last year was a really heavily podded crop, and it was up on soil moisture, both from year ago by a significant amount and the three-year but down from the three-year average. So we'll see how it finishes out. But good crop, really good crop out there.
Exactly. South Dakota in here at 50 bushels per acre. Up just a bit on the pod counts from a year ago, but up almost 7% from the three-year average. So that's feeling pretty good. And the best news is that, you know, it was dry a year ago, but we've got better soil moisture available now compared to a year ago and the three-year average. The big thing here is give it another rain. Give that South Dakota rain, crop another rain and give it a few extra days on the end of the growing season, and that South Dakota crop is going to be just fine. Brian Grady, great work this week. You know, if you want to stick around for the final segment, but if you want to split, go ahead and take off. Thank you so much, brother.
No, I'll stick around. I got
excellent.
Time.
Excellent. Very good. All right, Brian Grady coming right back after this break.
Our daughter, Jessie, loves playing detective.
But since we discovered she has sensitive skin, we've been playing detective, too.
We thought the problem was our puppy.
But it was actually our old detergent. So we switched to Tide Free and Gentle.
Tide Free and Gentle has no dyes or perfumes, so it's gentle on her skin.
If it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide Free and Gentle. This back-to-school season, Tide and Downy are giving back with $1.5 million in scholarships. Enter to win. No purchase necessary. US/TC17+. End September 30th. Rules. Tide.com/scholarship/official rules.
Hi, welcome to Staples.
Hi, my son's teacher emailed his back-to-school list. He needs crayons and a comp book for every subject.
Okay, no problem. With Staples Hot Deals, you'll find super low prices on hundreds of items for back-to-school.
Oh, now they're saying he needs folders and glue.
You got it.
And markers?
Of course.
Oh, geez.
Can we get a cart, please?
Save big on back-to-school with Staples Hot Deals. Right now, 24-pack Crayola crayons and comp books are only 50 cents each at Staples. Ends 8/24, in-store only, limit 10.
After you use Bounce Dryer Sheets and realize how fresh, soft, less wrinkled, and less staticky your laundry can be, you'll
put a sheet on your
every time. Like those socks that smell like they've been through a marathon.
Put a sheet on your
or that blanket that's got wrinkles on its wrinkles.
Put a sheet on your
maybe even your chatty coworker who keeps distracting you. Okay, Bounce Dryer Sheets can't do it all. But for fresher, softer, better laundry,
put a sheet on it with Bounce.
Lowe's knows Labor Day calls for big savings. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances. Plus, save up to $750 when you buy two or more select major appliances priced $396 or more. And MyLowe's Rewards members get three bags of premium 2-cubic-foot color mulch for just $10. Because Lowe's knows home improvement. Valid through 9/4 while supplies last. Program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change. Mulch offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Pioneer brand Z-Series soybeans are bred to defy expectations, so it's no surprise they're getting rave reviews, and that has more than farmers talking. In fact, a grain elevator wrote, "Sweet mother of pearl, trailer after trailer of Z-Series, it's never ending, we need a break." Safe to say, everyone is feeling the impact of Z-Series soybeans. Unleash your greatest harvest yet at pioneer.com/greatestyields.
Protecting your nitrogen is smart. And a nitrogen granule with a polymer coating that releases in response to conditions that promote plant growth? Well, that's me. I'm the environmentally smart nitrogen granule that gives the nutrition crops need when they need it, reducing nitrogen loss and increasing nutrient availability. Imagine feeding me to your fields. Me. Now, wait a minute. Hey, can I rethink this? ESN Environmentally Smart Nitrogen Fertilizer. Learn more at smartnitrogen.com.
It's time to cut costs. Your Meristem dealer has the keys. Unlock the NPK you already own with new, improved Excavator AMS powered by Microbialize technology. Excavator AMS is the first and only all-in-one nutrient release and residue breakdown product with built-in nitrogen, surfactants, and water conditioner. Take cost out of your fertilizer and adjuvant spend down. Unlock nutrition faster with Excavator AMS. Learn more and find a dealer at meristemag.com. Always more bushels for less.
Want to get smarter and have some fun while you're at it? Introducing Unscripted and Grow Getters, two of agriculture's most entertaining and engaging podcasts. Hosted by U.S. Farm Report's Tyne Morgan and Ag Day's Clinton Griffiths, Unscripted is your chance to meet the personalities behind the personalities. And with heart and humor, Grow Getters with host Davis Michelson explores ag's most innovative side hustles. You can find Unscripted and Grow Getters on the Farm Journal YouTube channel or wherever you get your podcasts.
When it comes to growing soybeans, you need an advantage. And with Citavo soybean seed, you get a big one. 3.4 bushels per acre big. It's a yield advantage made possible by BASF genetics, proprietary germplasm, and industry-leading seed quality. Talk to your retailer today about staying ahead of the game with Citavo soybean seed. Distributed exclusively by BASF.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, and more than a host, I'm a journalist, a wife, and a mom of two, raising a family in the heart of rural America. I understand the issues facing agriculture today because I live it every day. I see firsthand how farming and ranching isn't just a job, it's a way of life. Covering America's most important industry is what we do, and it's why U.S. Farm Report has been on the air for nearly 50 years. I invite you to join us every weekend for U.S. Farm Report, a timely, trusted tradition.
In the morning, you're coffeed up and you're thinking. In the afternoon, you've calmed down, but you're still thinking. We're here all day. AgriTalk.
All right, welcome back to AgriTalk. We are talking about pro farmer crop estimates for corn and soybeans, and pro farmer editor Brian Grady is with me. One thing to stress before we even continue the conversation. These are pro farmer estimates. They are not crop tour estimates. Obviously, Brian and his team use information collected on crop tour to put these estimates together. But we are also looking at factors outside of the tour areas. We are putting analysis on the crop tour results. Based on what is now 32 years of history of dealing with those, with the crop tour. So there's a lot of analysis that goes on with it. And Brian, one of the things on this that really impressed me about the bean crop is I just didn't see a whole lot of factors out there pulling down on yield as we get to the end of the season.
Yeah, pretty lush, green, clean, you know, heavily potted. We talked about the soil moisture and just lack of disease and really set up for a strong finish. Now, there are pockets out there that are struggling with some issues, but as a whole, when we talk about the soybean crop from western Ohio to central Nebraska and everywhere in between, it is one of the cleanest we've seen.
Yeah. All right. Now we are done talking about the pro farmer crop estimates, because I do want to go back to crop tour for just a moment. Your scouts did a great job out there again this year, and so did mine out on the western leg. It was, like I said last night, people that come back to this thing year after year after year, it's humbling that they're willing to come out and put in the work and get things done and their dedication to it. And then the new people, to have them experience it for the first time, and to you can just see the excitement in their face as they're talking about it, even after 4 days of scouting, Beach.
Yeah, absolutely. I think you would agree with me on this one, but we kind of have the easy job. You know, our scouts go out there and do all the work for us, and we're out scouting too, but they go out and pull all the samples. All we have to do is tabulate the data and tell the story.
Yeah.
And, you know, so that, you know, it takes changing hats multiple times through the day for us. But really, that's the easy part, to get up in front of the crowds every night and feel the energy and field their questions and explain the process and educate and all that stuff. That, you know, but we can't do what we do without the scouts, and they put in you know, excellent work every year.
Exactly right. I'm going to take 30 more seconds on the scouts here, and my selection for Master Scout 2024 was Wyatt Rollenhagen out of Minnesota. He's been with us for about 10 years out there. How about you?
Yeah, I had a special one. Alejandra Sarkis, she comes from Argentina and has it's probably 14. Close to 14. Is that the
14
the number?
Tours. Yep.
Okay. And she missed around COVID because couldn't get into the country, and she had 1 year with a foot issue where she couldn't participate. But every other year she's been on tour and just absolutely phenomenal.
Yep. That's good stuff. Brian, great job this week. Take care. We'll talk to you again on Monday morning.
Yeah, you too, Chip. Thanks.
All right. Pro Farmer editor Brian Grady. All right, let's make time for this industry spotlight. Joining us now, Ken O'Brien, agronomy innovation leader at Corteva. Ken, one of the things that has always impressed me about the Corteva Pioneer is the amount of field testing that the company does. Tell me about it.
Yeah, we're the leader in agronomy, in my opinion, and we back that up with an awful lot of field testing. There are literally across the U.S. and Canada tens of thousands of corn, soy, and other plots, kind of the standard plots that you're used to seeing where we're testing those elite corn and soy genetics. But we're also looking at things like biologicals products and doing a lot of other on-farm testing and trials as well to answer questions from our customers.
Fantastic. You know, rootworm issues are common again. What is Pioneer doing to fight that?
The newest thing we're talking about, you'll hear an awful lot of talk about our Vorceed rootworm trait. It's doing a great job of helping us manage rootworm populations. Chrome is also still doing a great job for us, so I don't want to unsell the value of Chrome, but we're doing some capturing of adult rootworms to do mapping and monitoring of populations so that we can give customers better advice on where they're going to need advanced management practices.
Yeah, fantastic. And the Z-Series beans are in the field this year too, right?
Yeah, absolutely. There's a lot of excitement around Z-Series soybeans out there in the fields this year. And we're doing some trials there as well, just to follow along with everything else I've been talking about. We have some trials where you can visibly be able to see some of the agronomic advantages that they bring in, some of the iron deficiency chlorosis and some of the other agronomic advantages that are visual. Those side-by-sides are pretty powerful when you can visually see a healthier soybean plant.
All right. Where can listeners go for more information, Ken?
I suggest you start with your Pioneer sales representative or field agronomist, and pioneer.com is also a great resource for agronomic information.
Excellent, Ken. Thank you so much. That is Ken O'Brien, agronomy innovation leader at Corteva. Yeah, big thanks to Corteva and Pioneer for sponsoring Pro Farmer Crop Tour. Appreciate that. Their agronomists did a great job talking to the groups out there at our evening meetings. National Weather Service, 6 to 10 day outlook, August 29th through September 2nd. It's like I
That's
missed
right.
a week or something,
Davis. That's right, something.
Yeah. Near normal to below normal temperatures in the western corn belt, above normal temperatures expected in the southern and eastern corn belt. Above normal precipitation expected in Nebraska, Iowa, southern Minnesota, Wisconsin, Illinois, northern Missouri. You got near normal precip in the northern production areas. You guys, a big thank you for allowing us to spend as much time as we did on Crop Tour this week. Davis, big shout out to you, brother. Great job running the show.
Absolutely. Happy to do it, buddy. We appreciate you going out there and putting boots on the ground, baby.
Well, that's good. I'm glad that you're happy to do it, because you'll have to do it again on Monday. keep the conversation going. I'll be on the road. Davis will be here Monday morning.
What's the first thing you do in the morning? For many farmers and ranchers, it's checking weather and market updates. Make AgWeb Daily Newsletter part of your morning routine. Not only bringing you essential news and weather updates, but also covering topics such as smart farming and agriculture's next generation. And each weekday, stay informed and stay ahead with AgWeb Market Weekly. Whether you're at home or in the field, AgWeb Market Weekly keeps you connected and competitive.
Delivered straight to your inbox. Subscribe to both today at agweb.com/newsletters and never miss a beat.
Sometimes life is wonderful, and sometimes it's not. Cherish the good, but always be prepared for life's challenges. If your employer doesn't supply health care coverage and you don't qualify for Medicare or Medicaid, you need to give us a call right now. Private health care is private health insurance for ages 65 and under with medical, dental, vision, and even prescription coverage.
Give us a call at 800-801-2730.
When you buy a new house, you might say,
shut the front door.
Winning.
No, seriously, shut the front door. We own this house now.
But you actually need to say,
like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
That's right. The local State Farm agent is there to help you choose the coverage you need.
Welcome to my crib.